Invite you to open your Bibles to our reading of John 14. John 14, verse 6 will be my text. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And that is my subject this morning, truth. A tricky subject. For many, and one that often prompts the age-old question that Pontius Pilate once asked, what is truth? But truth is vitally important to mankind. We are living in an age that not only asks the question, what is truth, it also goes on to provide its own answer. Truth is relative to how each individual experiences life. Martin Luther said, "Peace, if possible. Truth at all costs." A.W. Tozer remarked, "Let God be true, but every man a liar," is the language of true faith. And as a magistrate, I have heard these words said many times. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I've heard them said many times, said by many people who wouldn't know the truth of it, run them over. As human beings, we need to know the truth. And this is especially so when it comes to the things of Almighty God and Scripture. For example, I wonder if you've heard or read these types of comments before. Maybe when you've met people and discussed things of Christianity. Or maybe you've listened to Thought for the Day, that sort of thing. Or you've read some article in the paper. The sort of comments like, "I believe in God, but I believe in God in my own way. I think God sees what I do and I do my best to be a good person. I believe God will understand that and that will be sufficient." Or maybe you've heard this, "All religions are basically the same. Man and his beliefs, Muslims, Buddhists, Jews, we all pray to the same God anyway." In my view, the height of arrogance is to attempt to show people the errors in the religion of their choice. We need to be tolerant and open to the beliefs of others. I've had that said to me. Or, "I don't think you can ever be certain of anything. You have your truth, I have my truth." Now, I'm sure that many of us have heard similar comments or something like that. It's either been said to us in conversation, or we've read it, or we've heard it on the radio or television. So I want us to consider truth, and in particular, the truth of God and His Word, both written in the Bible, and of course, the truth of the living Word. The Lord Jesus Christ. For instance, is it true that we can know with absolute certainty the way to a real personal relationship with God? To not only know a life with God now, but to know with certainty a life with God for eternity. Is that true or is it false? Now today's society would say in a flash, that is false. No, 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 they would say. Claiming we cannot be certain of anything, for there are no absolutes. And much of the reason for this type of thinking, which is growing by the way, much of the reason for this uncertainty is because our society is dominated by a philosophy, a way of thinking which has been labelled postmodernism. Now don't worry about that word too much. Postmodernism just is a way of saying rejects the idea of objective or absolute reality. A postmodernist would say that something is only real if and when the individual experiences it being real. Now, in our schools, in our courts, in our politics, our community, we are told that we must be tolerant. We must be inclusive. We must be open to the experiences and beliefs of all others. Truth is relative to how each individual experiences life. That's what we're being told. That's what society all around us thinks. For example, one should not be so dogmatic as to define marriage as only being a monogamous relationship between one male and one female. The reality of someone's personal faith journey should never be questioned. God is whomever the individual experiences him to be. All truth is relative. Modern man all around us boldly proclaims. Augustine said this: when regard for truth has been broken down or even slightly weakened, all things will remain doubtful. That sums up our society now. This country now has in many of its cities, many of its towns, a huge variety of different churches and faith groups. You know, you can go around and certainly if you went up to London or Birmingham and those major cities, you would see Anglicans, Roman Catholics, Sikhs, Buddhists, Hindus, Mormons, Muslims, Greek, Jewish, Russian Orthodox. They're all in the cities. You'll meet Jehovah Witnesses. You'll have, even in London, when I walk up Tottenham Court Road, you can come across the Church of Scientology. Spiritualism is growing. The list can go on and on. And sometimes you will hear leaders of these many different and diverse churches say, we are people of a different faith. We are different faith experiences, but there are numbers of roads going to God, and we're all on those roads going to God. And such words like tolerance, like openness, and inclusion are now spoken to the exclusion of absolute truth and reality. That is the society we're in today. And in the rush towards postmodernism, reality has become relative, not absolute. Today's modern society now teaches and sadly believes that reality is whatever my experience suits me. This is such a dangerous and false position to be in. And much of the Western world, much of society around us, is entrenched in it. And they don't even realize it. A.W. Tozer said these insightful words: the unattended garden will soon be overrun with weeds. The heart that fails to cultivate truth and root out error will shortly be a theological wilderness. That's what we're in. We're in it. Now our text, John 14:6, are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, which stand in absolute contrast to the philosophy of today's society. According to the Christ, God's anointed, the Lord Jesus, it is not only certain that there is a fundamental truth, but furthermore, mankind can know and have this truth. And this truth is God, and this truth comes from God. This truth gives us knowledge of life with him now. Hallelujah. And the knowledge of eternal life with him in the future. This is the truth. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Now the setting of John 14 is this. Jesus is in the upper room. It is the Last Supper prior to Jesus' betrayal and his crucifixion. And Jesus is sharing with the disciples truths that literally stagger the imagination. In John 14:1, he says, believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus equates trusting God to trusting in him. This is crystal clear. Jesus is very deliberately speaking of himself as God. As he continues, he speaks of the believer's future, dwelling with God, and his own return to bring us into that dwelling. In verse 5, dear old Thomas, he's confused and, in all honesty, asks Jesus, how? How are we to know the way to God? It's a reasonable question. Jesus replies with this stunning answer. This stunning revelation about himself. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Friends, this is an awesome, significant claim. For Jesus does not say, look, I'll show you the way. I'll teach you the truth. I'll lead people to life. He is not merely a way shower. Other religious leaders do fit into that category. Buddha called himself the way shower. Muhammad called himself a teacher of truth. Indeed, there have been many men throughout history that have offered to lead one to life, to bring enlightenment. But not one of them could ever make the claim that Jesus Christ made here. So how can Jesus make such a radical statement, which is so absolute, so dogmatic, and quite frankly, so exclusive? In today's all-encompassing, inclusive society, this verse, you know, is so politically incorrect. In fact, many people today, and sadly that would include some in the Christian church, would dearly like to avoid this verse, striving to make it say something that it doesn't. In effect, try to water it down a bit. Soften the words of Jesus. Make them more palatable to our post-modernist culture. You can't. Scripture is crystal clear here. Absolutely crystal clear. These words of Jesus Christ mean exactly what Jesus means them to mean. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Do you know, I can't see how the Lord can make it any clearer. In other words, according to God the Son, there is no other way. There is no other truth. There is no other life. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are meeting God. You are meeting with the ultimate reality and truth. The moment you come to Jesus Christ in faith, you are born again of the Spirit and possess the truth, both in this life and the life to come. Christian, we are the realists of the world. And the validation of Jesus' claim, above every other claim that man will make, is what we celebrate at Easter. Jesus Christ's resurrection. Now, throughout history, there have been many men. Primarily it is men. In actual fact, I can't think of any women. Must be something to do with the male ego. That's all I can think of. But there have been many men over the years that have made similar claims to Jesus Christ. Indeed, in my role as a hospital manager with the Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Trust, I have met the odd person who has claimed to be God. Now, surprisingly, I didn't believe them. They were mentally ill. No more than I believe any man who claims to be God. But I do believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Well, for the straightforward reason and proof of the empty tomb. Jesus' conquest over sin, over Satan, over death was wholly unique. There is no one like Jesus Christ. The accomplishments of Christ the Saviour while here on earth were only ever achievable by God. No one else could do this. No one else has ever done this or will ever be able to do this. It's what we celebrate at Christmas, God incarnate. Now, there are three fundamental truths that I want you to be assured of here this morning. Three truths that this statement of Jesus, I am the way and the truth and the life, no one comes to the Father but by me, gives us to hold on to in this post-modern society. So firstly, we can know the way to God. We can know the way to God. So many people struggle to know God, to understand who He is, what He expects of us. The peoples and religions of this world are full of speculation. They are full of uncertainty. But this statement of Jesus Christ is such a great reassurance. If we know Jesus Christ, we know the way to God. Look no further. Jesus is the only way to the Father. If we will trust Him with our life, we can and should have absolute confidence, we're on the right path. We're on the narrow way. Why? Because Jesus said, I am the way. Secondly, we can know truth. Far too many people are buying into this postmodernism. They're buying into the propaganda that it espouses, that nothing can be known for certain except the things you experience in your own life. You know people who have bought into that, that they might not even know the term postmodernism. But they've bought into it. Far too many people dismiss the notion of the existence of absolute truth. But Jesus clearly has told us He is the truth. And because of who it is that has said it, namely God, it cannot be anything but the truth. If we personally know the Lord Jesus, then we know the truth. We know the truth. Remember also that Jesus was the Word of God, the Logos. We have the truth in Christ. We have the truth in the written Word of God, the Bible. And it is the whole Bible that is the truth. We can't start picking out bits that we like. The whole Word of God is here for us. It is the truth. And I have to emphasize that point. Because even as Christians, we can be inclined to try and choose what truths of Scripture we will live by, what truths of Scripture we will believe. You might be thinking, oh, no, not me. Well, let me give you an example of what I mean. God says in Exodus 23, you shall have no other gods before me. That's clearly in the Bible. We believe it. No idolatry. Consider how the Apostle John stated the same truth in 1 John 5:21. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. In other words, beware of anything or anyone that occupies a greater priority in your life than God. You might be thinking, I'm okay here. I'm all right. Well, sport, money, family, work, personal pleasure, in and of themselves, nothing wrong. It is when they take priority over God that the trouble starts. How many Christians are now claiming that it is hard to come to church, for instance? To give priority to God in their lives, to worship God and to be in His presence, because you know, Sunday is the only day we have as a family. It's the only day I have off. I can't fit church in anymore. How many other commitments have now replaced church on the Lord's Day? See how easy it is. Friends, God has declared the truth to you in Christ Jesus. And those who are believers in Jesus Christ should give the Word of God a sincere priority in their lives. Should give an authority over their lives. I'm preaching to me, straight away, to me, before anybody else. The very foundation of the Christian life is based upon confidence in the absolute truth of God. And we have it. We have it. And those who build their lives on God's truth will find that they are not overcome by the uncertainty of the world that is all around us. One other thought about truth that we need to consider is this. Jesus said this in John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. People today need to be set free. In a world that is extremely confused, where morality is relative, philosophy is subjective, depression and emptiness bottomless, where people are willing to follow after even the most bizarre ideas that appear to offer hope and normally are fleeced for doing so. People are in dire need to know the truth of Jesus Christ. They are in dire need to know the truth of the Scriptures. The Bible says that we are to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4. In a world that thinks no religion, in a world that thinks no God, in a world that thinks that we're simply here by a freak accident, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's one side of the world. The other extreme of the world is mass religion. Worshipping all manner of so-called deities, where all roads lead to God. They're both on our doorsteps, those thoughts. In such a world, the Church of Jesus Christ is challenged to proclaim more clearly than ever we have before, to all who are willing to listen, the truth. The truth of Jesus Christ, who He is, why He came. Now, it's not popular, it's not always easy, and sometimes it will be divisive. But dear Christian brothers and sisters, we must stand firm on this truth. It is the truth. Even at such times when we will be rejected, even at times when we will be ridiculed for it. For if we believe that Jesus is the truth, then we must proclaim it, regardless of the cost. C.H. Spurgeon said, "The quickest way to slay error is to proclaim the truth. The surest mode of extinguishing falsehood is to boldly advocate scripture principles. Scolding and protesting will not be so effectual in resisting the progress of error as the clear proclamation of the truth in Jesus." Thirdly, finally, we can know the life. Jesus said, "I come that they might have life and might have it abundantly." To know God in this present life, to walk with Him through each circumstances of life, is to know a confidence, to know a strength, peace and hope in a right and proper way, a godly way, a way that you as Christians should know. A way in which far, far too many people in this world have no clue about whatsoever. And yet, wouldn't we dearly love them to know it? Your neighbour, your friends, your family, your work colleagues, those that you socialise with? Now, of course, the question is, how will you, dear listener, how will you respond to the words of Jesus Christ? "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Do you know His life? Do you know His life? Do you know the offer of a relationship with God now and forever? Do you? Do you have the assurance of His truth guiding you through the uncertainties of this life? Are you sure and certain that you are on the narrow way with God? And as I said, you can be. You can be sure and certain this very moment. You can know the absolute truth. You can know the reality of Jesus Christ in your life. You can personally know this, and you can know it right now. And dear listener, I would urge you this morning to get real with God. Get real with God. Ask Jesus to be your Saviour. Ask Jesus, "Deal with my sins. Take them away. Nail them to the cross." Somebody has said, "Fight truth decay. Study the Bible daily." It's not bad advice. Should have told the children that. Fight truth decay. Study the Bible daily. Friends, may we all think about the words to the hymn that we're about to sing. "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be." Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.